Michael Leach, good buddy of mine, TFC reporter at 680 News, joins us to chat about it. Michael, thanks very much. Great to chat with you, my friend. And, well, let's start. They lose to the Colorado Rapids. When you consider the lineup that was on the pitch, Michael, and the fact that all eyes and, you know, preparation has got to be for the CONCACAF Champions League competition, is there any reason to be concerned the way they're playing in league play?
Thanks for having me, Raj. The answer, no. They've played four games, which is just over 10% of the season. If they're shooting for the supporter shield, then, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens tonight with New York City FC against Atlanta, but they're starting to look like, New York City, that is starting to look like they might be getting a little bit too far up the road. But this is MLS, and every team will slump. So it's far too early to start worrying too much about where TFC sits in the standings. And as we know from 2016, get into the playoffs. If you can get into the top four slots in the playoffs, you get a home date. I think they can, you know, I still think they can get to the supporter shield. That's going to be very, very difficult with the way that New York City FC is playing. But getting into the playoffs for them and then making another run at the MLS Cup is certainly by no means out of the question, particularly at this early stage of the season.
Well, and you know, Michael, European soccer teams are much more, you know, familiar, or European sports fans are much more familiar with the fact that, you know, you're playing for multiple different titles at the same time. But, you know, you follow the MLS and soccer very closely. You take a look at where they're at. When you get to this stage of CONCACAF Champions League play, you have to focus on that, especially, as you already kind of explained, three, four games into the start of the regular season in the MLS. It's not like it's one or the other. There's plenty of time to rectify MLS. Not much time as you head to the final of the Champions League competition. This is another feather in this franchise's hat for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And they've made it very clear, basically from the point that they won MLS Cup last year, that winning the CONCACAF Champions League was now top priority. And it's something that you walk into the BMO training ground and basically in the foyer, if you look up above, they have a trophy case and they have the Canadian Championship. They now have the MLS Cup, and the empty portion of that trophy case is the CONCACAF Champions League. And it's a very visual and clear statement that that is what they want. They have achieved domestic superiority by winning the Canadian Championship, the Supporter Shield MLS Cup. Now it's time to prove that they can do it on the continent and become the first MLS team to win the CONCACAF Champions League and take down Mexican opposition. And so far, so good, taking out Tigres and Club America. Now Chivas Guadalajara stands in the way. And they're also taking this competition, this final, extremely seriously. They played on Friday night against Tijuana. They didn't start any of their regular players, the guys that you will see in the starting 11 on Tuesday night at BMO Field. None of them played. They're here in the city now getting ready, and I hope they're enjoying, the Mexicans are enjoying our winter weather.
Yeah, they're going to be something. You talk about a shock to the system at this stage of the year, Michael. You're right about that. Michael Leach is with us from 680 News. I'm Roger Lajoie as the CONCACAF Champions League final gets going Tuesday at BMO Field. So the reason giving players off against the MLS game against the Colorado Rapids, Michael, any injury concerns? Or, you know, I know another factor in this too is, you know, they're going to have to, you know, be careful how the emotions run in the CONCACAF game, because they can't afford any more yellow cards to certain players or run the risk of missing the second leg of the final as well. Any concern injury-wise with this team heading into this series?
Yeah, plenty of injury concerns facing this team. And, you know, it's a situation where, although they've only played four games in MLS competition, they've played five games or six or seven games in the CONCACAF Champions League. So the games are starting to add up. And they've gone through games in freezing cold conditions in Colorado to start the Champions League, to playing at high altitude in Mexico City, to playing on the soft not the greatest surface at BMO Field right now. They've played on hard turf. It's taken a toll. So they have, you know, a couple of injury concerns. Josie Altidor, who came off in the second leg against Club America at the Azteca very early on, he is expected to play, or at least he's been upgraded to probable. Apparently, he's got a bruised foot, but he was questionable earlier in the week. And Josie, when you look back at what he did in the Eastern Conference Final last year, this is a guy that has played through some pain before. So I wouldn't be too concerned about Josie playing. You look at some of the other players, though. You look at Justin Morrow. You know, we're waiting to see if he can get through the calf issue. Apparently, he's very, very close. But some bigger question marks would be Chris Mavinga at center back. I would argue is probably, if not one of, he is, if not the best, he is definitely one of the best defenders in MLS. He's questionable right now, and basically Greg Vanney telling us on a conference call on Thursday, so we don't know where it sits now on Sunday, but he had not progressed as far as they had hoped. So we'll see what that means come Tuesday night. And the other one is Victor Vasquez, the guy that you brought in to be that, to fill that missing puzzle piece to the MLS Cup. And he's got a back issue that is apparently getting better. But as far as we know, from what we've been told by Greg Vanney, that one is very much a wait and see thing. There's not a whole lot that they can do to treat it. It's just time. And we'll see if he's had enough time by the time Tuesday night rolls around. But yeah, they do have injury concerns. And as you mentioned, they also had yellow card accumulation for key players. Michael Bradley's been on a yellow card since the first game of the Champions League. Sebastian Jovinko, Josie Altidor, Jonathan Osorio, Drew Moore. These are your key players who have to sort of tiptoe around a little bit on Tuesday night just to make sure that they don't get a yellow card and would then subsequently be suspended for the second leg of this final.
That would be a big loss without question. So where do you rank Chivas compared to, I mean, when you've already beaten the Tigre and Club America, I think the level of confidence for TFC has to be through the roof. I think they feel they can beat anybody. But how do they measure up as an opponent in your mind, Michael?
A lot of people and a lot of pundits are installing TFC as favorites for this series against Guadalajara, and justifiably so. TFC has had the harder run into this final, but if you look at Guadalajara's Liga MX form, it hasn't been good. They're down around the bottom of the league. So this is one where TFC should be favored, although they're going to get a different look from Chivas Guadalajara. The other teams, Tigres and particularly Club America, really, really like to be on the attack. Chivas Guadalajara will allow the game to come at them a little bit more, and they've been very, very strong defensively in this tournament. They went over 180 minutes against New York Red Bulls without conceding a goal. They were outshot 20-1 in the second leg of that Red Bulls series and didn't concede. So it's going to be difficult for TFC to break them down and find ways to score. But in terms of offensive threats of the three teams, Chivas is probably the one that's going to be the easiest for TFC to face.
Be interesting to see how it shakes down starting Tuesday at BMO Field. How much significance, given the fact with all the trophies TFC won last year, but Michael, this is a big win, and it's certainly a world event when you get into CONCACAF Champions League play. How important is it just to add to TFC's, you know, legacy, their play of the last couple of years, and to the MLS, the league, getting respect that if it's an MLS Cup team or an MLS team franchise that manages to win this thing?
I would argue that this is the next two games upcoming. The Houston game is sandwiched in between the two legs of this final. Those two legs are the most important games in this club's history. And that's no disrespect to the MLS Cups, but this is continental supremacy. This is the first MLS team to win this competition. And not just that, Toronto FC is in the CONCACAF Champions League not as an MLS representative. They are in this as a representative of Canada. So for Canadian soccer, it's big as well. And if you win this CONCACAF Champions beat Chivas Guadalajara, they would in December then go to the FIFA Club World Cup. How do you fancy, and this is sort of flights of fancy and dream, the stuff of dreams, but people talk about, well, how would this team fare against a Real Madrid or a Bayern Munich or Liverpool or AS Roma? Well, if they win the CONCACAF Champions League, we'll find out, because one of those four teams will lift the UEFA Champions League and go to the Club World Cup as well. So it's a massive achievement, particularly considering how superior the Mexican teams have been, not just to MLS, but to all of CONCACAF. It would be a massive achievement in that, but it would also be a tremendous opportunity for people to get a chance to see TFC play against the best in Europe and the best from all of the other confederations and see where they really do stack up in the world.
Yeah, that'll be something if it gets further into it, to the FIFA Club World Cup. You're right about that. Michael Leach with us from 680 News. Finally, Michael, do we expect that after April 25th, when this is done, back to the MLS schedule, given the fact there will be more, if they do win a FIFA Club World Cup competition, and there's always other championships to play for, but when they do get back into the heart of the MLS schedule, it's hard to see them not racking up a lot of wins and making up that ground in a hurry, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, injuries are going to come into focus a little bit with the congested schedule that they've had so far. But they've also had the DC United game put off, and that's been put until later. And they've had a lot of bye weeks so far, so there's going to be schedule congestion down the line that could come into play. Although in the past, last year in particular, when they had a really, really tight schedule with games right together, they tended to perform better. So, yes, this is a team that is absolutely capable of running off, you know, 8 wins out of 10, that sort of thing. They really are an aberration in MLS right now. There are no teams in MLS, with maybe the exception of New York City FC and maybe Atlanta, that can really punch in the same weight class as TFC. So I would expect that once the CONCACAF Champions League is over and they start to really focus again on league play, yeah, they can certainly they're certainly capable of running off a pretty solid streak of results and getting themselves right back up into the top of the playoff race.
Champions League play continues with Chivas and TFC on Tuesday, and it will be fascinating to see how deep TFC goes in that competition. Michael Leach, TFC reporter for 680 News, joining us to chat about it. Michael, great to have you on the show. Stay well, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Raj.